Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
This is an interesting passage of scripture that we're looking at today.
这一段我们今天所念的经文是十分有趣的。
Have you ever received advice from somebody, but you didn't listen to it?
你有没有人告诉你提议你去做一件事情，但是你没有去听的呢？
Oh, I've done that.
我是这样做过。
I remember when I was working with a friend of mine and we were building houses.
我记得我跟我的一个朋友一起去做事，我们那个时候是在做建筑一些房子。
And we had this one job where we had to nail some wood into the concrete.
我记得有一次我们需要把一些木头钉在这个水泥上面。
And in New Jersey, and in most parts around the United States, you cannot put a regular piece of wood against concrete on the ground.
在美国许多州的这个也是你在如果你把木头钉在这个水泥地上你不可以用普通的木头。
The reason is because it will rot.
因为这些木头很快会腐烂。
So you have to use something that they call pressure treated lumber.
那你要需要用一种特别制造特别做防水的木头。
And so my friend, he knew about construction, but I didn't know very much.
我的朋友他知道应该怎么样做，但是我是一点都不懂。
So he told me, go and run and look around for some pressure treated lumber. It should be out there somewhere.
他说你到外面去看我们那些木头之中，你要去挑那种木头来用。
And he told me it would be green and it would weigh a lot.
他说这种木头是颜色是绿色的而且是很重。
So I ran out and I was looking for it and I saw some lumber and all on the edge of the lumber it was painted green.
我去找了一些木头那我看这木头这个尾巴里面好像都是绿色的。
So I took three of those 2x4s and I brought them to him.
那我就拿了几块这些木头我就拿到他那边。
And he looked at it and he said,Well, I see it has a green end, but this is not what I asked you to go get.
他说这些木头这个好像是绿色的，但是这个木头是不对的。
So, I argued with him.
那我就跟他吵起来，我说
No, I said this is pressure treated lumber. This is what you asked for.
我说这个是对的，你要的就是这种木头。
He tried to convince me, and I tried to convince him.
那我跟他说这是对，他跟我说这不对。
And finally, he said to me, "Okay."
那最后他说好。
We will put that lumber into the building.
我们就用这些木头，就是放在这个水泥上。
And if the boss says it is wrong.You will be the one that has to take it all up.
那如果那个工头回来，他说这是不对的话，你就要把它重新再拿起来。
Thank God, I listened to what he said and I thought about it.
感谢主，我听了他的话，我就思想了一下。
So I changed my mind and I went out and I found the right lumber.
那我就改变了主意，我就出去再找，那我就找了对的那些木头。
In today's scripture, we find the prophet Elisha.
我们今天所念的经文就讲到以利沙这个先知。
And he has just been given the spiritual authority that once was given to the prophet Elijah.
刚刚他刚经过的就是感动以利亚的这个神的灵也感动了他。
And he.Took the mantle or a piece of clothing that fell off of Elijah as the Lord took him up into the sky, into the heavens.
当神的灵把他的师父以利亚提升的话，他把他的那个外套丢在地上的，他拿起来。
And And he took that mantle and he came to the Jordan River.
他拿了那个外衣来到这个约旦河旁。
And he called out upon God, the God of Elijah, and he struck the river with the piece of clothing and it split.
他就喊这个以利亚的这个神, 然后他把这个外衣来打这个水,这个水就分开了。
And the scriptures tell us that he walked through.
神的这个话语就告诉我们,他就走过这个地。
And there were sons of prophets that saw this.
那有一些这个先知们的这个弟子,他们也看到。
And they came to Elisha and they bowed down to him.
那么他们来到以利沙那边,他们就俯伏在地拜他。
And what they were saying was, we acknowledge that you are now the prophet of God.
意思就是我们知道你是感动,以利亚的灵也是现在感动了你。
But it's very interesting that they still wanted to search for the old prophet Elijah.
但是很有趣的是他们还是想去找这个先知以利亚。
Now, they didn't see what happened to him.
他们不知道以利亚怎么样被提了。But
they knew something of a whirlwind, like a tornado came and swept him away.
他们知道有一个旋风或者说龙卷风把他带去了。So
they said to Elisha, we have 50 good strong men at our disposal. Let them go look for Elijah, because we think that he may have fallen down on the mountain somewhere, and we may need to find his body.
那他们就跟以利亚说，我们有50个壮士，现在想出去找他，可能以利亚被这个风卷去了，然后就丢在这个山上或者山谷里面。那他可能我们去要去找他的身体。And
Elisha said, do not send them.
以利沙跟他们说，你们不要去。He
knew God had taken him in a fiery chariot to the heavenly realms.
那他因为他知道神用火车火马把他已经接去了。But
the scripture says that these young men argued with Elisha.
但是圣经说这是弟子跟这个以利亚就是一路不停地讲。It
says in the scriptures that they argued with him till the point that he was embarrassed.
那他就说他再三的跟他讲，他就难以推辞。Let
me just explain something to you about that portion of scripture.
那我想解释一下。And
what it says there is that they were, it really means that they were challenging his spiritual authority.
这里的意思就是他们就是在怀疑他属灵的权柄。
They were saying they knew better than the prophet.
意思就是说，他们可能知道的比这个先知以利沙的还要多。And
it got to the point where he didn't want to say to them, didn't you see me split the river? You must listen to me. He didn't want to say that.
那他不想跟他们说，你们没有看到我打这个水，把这个河水分开吗？ 他不想跟他们这样解释。
So he just said, go ahead and look then.
所以他就说，好，你们就去吧。I
was, when I read through this passage, I thought to myself,
当我读了这段经文，我就自己在这样想。I
can be like those young men sometimes.
很多时候我就好像这些少年人一样。I
can be like those young men are to the Word of God.
读神的话语的时候，可能就好像是这些年轻人。
I had to ask myself the question.
我问自己这个问题。
Do I believe everything that the Word of God says?
我完全相信神的话语吗？
You know, I say I do.
我说我是相信的。
But sometimes I don't live like I do.
但是我的生活证明我很多时候
Do you ever have doubts about the Bible?
你对圣经有疑惑吗?
Those young men doubted the spiritual authority of Elisha.
这些年轻人疑惑, 他们不是真的很相信这个以利沙的属灵的权柄。
People doubt the Bible for many different reasons.
很多人有不同的原因, 他们对神的话语有疑惑。
Sometimes people try to look at this book and they say, it doesn't match up with human reason.
很多时候有一些人读这个圣经的时候说, 诶, 这个跟我平常所的想法不一样。
They may say, I am a scientist, I am a learned person.
可能说, 他们说, 我是一个科学家, 我, 或者是我是很有这个, 知识的。
And I don't believe that these things could actually be true.
我不相信这些事情可能是真的。
They may say, times have changed. This book is too old for today.
可能他们说时代改变了，这些这本书太旧了，可能是不是很适合了。
Do you know what, brothers and sisters? This is not just, I'm not just talking about people that are not Christians.
弟兄姐妹们，我说这些的这些人不是，他们不一定不是基督徒。
I'm talking about people that are in the church who have said, I believe in God, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe in the Bible, but they still do not obey it.
他们可能是在教会里面，可能他们说我是信神的，我是相信圣经的，但是他们的言行并没有遵从神的话语。
Let me just give you an example of this.
我想举一个例子。
When I lived in Connecticut, there was a new law that the state was going to pass.
我就在Connecticut州的时候，有一个新的这个州的这个诚意要通过这个。
And very similar to what happened here in Maryland.
就跟在玛丽兰州的差不多。
And it was a law that would allow same-sex marriage.
就是这个新的律法就是要承认这个同性恋的婚姻。
So after church, I went to protest.
所以过了这个礼拜天做了礼拜之后，我就去参加这个抗议。
And there were Christians from churches all over the state that were on the steps and they were reading the scriptures.
在那边，在这个首都那边，有很多基督徒在那边读神的话语。
And they were praying that God would not allow this law to be passed.
他们在祷告，希望就是神不让这个律法被通过。
But before I could get to them, I had to pass these other people.
但是我还没有到那边的时候，我经过有另外的一堆人
that were protesting against us.
他们是抗议我们的抗议。
And the thing that really bothered me was
但是有一个很特别的就是
they were from churches also in the United States.
他们也是在美国的一些的教会的。
They claimed to be Christians.
他们说他们是基督徒。
But they didn't obey God's word.
但是他们并不遵守神的话语。
And I thought, how can you misunderstand the Bible where it speaks so clearly?
我想你怎么能够不明白神清清楚楚讲的话语呢？
Well, it really kind of started back in the 40s.
1940s and 50s.
In Europe, it was after World War I, and there were some theologians that said some things about the Bible that weren't true.
一些欧洲的一些神学家就是开始对神的话语做了不同的一些翻译跟解释。
Basically, what they said was that the Bible contains God's Word.
他们 的意思就是说，在圣经里面有神的话语。
That's very different than what we believe in our constitution here at the church.
但是在我们的教会这个信条上面是 不是这样讲。
That's very different than what the Bible says about itself in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
在提摩太后书三章十六节，神的话语也是这样讲。
Our constitution says this about the Bible, and it takes it from what Paul wrote.
那保罗也是这样的讲。
It says, we believe that the entire Old Testament and New Testament scriptures are fully inspired by God.
我们相信这个圣经全部旧约跟新约都是神来感动的。
We don't believe that the Bible has God's word in it. We believe that it is God's word.
我们不相信这本圣经有神的话语，我们相信这整部圣经就是神的话语。
These theologians, German theologians, said that it becomes God's word and inspired when it begins to mean something to you, and only the parts that mean something to you.
这些德国的神学家就是说，这本圣经当你读的时候，如果有某一些对你的心说话的话，这个就是这个圣经 的意思。
So what they were saying was you could treat the Bible like a buffet.
就是说这个圣经就好像是一个自助餐。
Now, I know it looks like I eat everything that's at the buffet.
可能你想我到了自助餐一定是每一样东西都去吃。
But I'll be honest with you, I don't eat everything that's on the buffet.
但是我老实告诉你，我不是每一样东西都吃。
I pick and choose.
我是很挑的。
And what they're saying is, you can pick and choose what you want to believe in the Bible.
而他们的这些意思就是说，你们来看圣经，你们是可以挑你要信的，你要看的是什么。
So in other words, when Paul says that homosexuality is a sin,You could believe it or not believe it, however you want.
所以如果你看保罗说，如果同性恋是犯罪的话，你可以去相信，你也可以不相信。
If Paul was here today, he would set those churches straight.
如果保罗今天是在这边的话，他也会指责这些教会。
Today, young people believe that two people can live together and have an intimate relationship with each other.Without being married first.
今天的许多年轻人觉得两个人是可以住在一起不需要结婚的。
Scripture teaches us something different.
但是圣经教导我们是不是这样的。
Young people would say, that's old fashioned.
年轻人说你们是这个旧思想。
They would say, that's too old in the Bible. We can erase that.
这个圣经可能是太旧了，我们可以把这些删去。
We doubt that that is actually true for today.
我相信我他们可能觉得这个对今天是可能派不上用场。
Scripture tells us that that's wrong.
圣经跟告诉我们说这是错的。
My concern is that we, brothers and sisters, maybe on a lesser degree, listen and obey only to certain scriptures in the Bible.
我相信 我是恐怕我们也是同样的，我们只是挑选我们所要信的来去遵从。
How do we handle the day of rest?
我们怎么样看这个安息日呢？
How do we handle forgiveness?
我们如何去思想去遵守这个饶恕别人呢？
Do we forgive only those that we really like?
我们可能饶恕我们喜欢的人吗？
Do we only forgive once or twice?
可能我们只饶恕一次两次呢？
What does Jesus say about forgiveness?
耶稣对这个饶恕人是怎么讲教导我们的呢？
Do we believe that all of this is inspired by God?
我们是相信整本圣经是神启示的吗？
Or do we treat it like a buffet?
或者我们对他好像看他好像是一个自助餐。
I just want to say that people treat the Bible differently for different reasons.
很多人对圣经有不同的，有因为不同的原因，他们对圣经也有不同的看法。
People will doubt the truth of the scriptures.
有一些人不太相信圣经的真实性。
Sometimes it just doesn't make sense to us.
因为有的时候对我们来说好像是很难理解的。
And I can understand that. Some of these things are difficult to understand.
那我也明白有一些事情是可能很难了解。
But we just can't live with our doubts.
但是我们不可以就是这样的疑惑，这样的对这个疑的疑惑，这样就接受这些疑惑。
I think that if we really want to take this whole book as inspired by God for us, the first thing that we have to do is we have to maybe admit that we have some doubts.
如果我们要诚实的对这个神这本圣经的启示，我们相信神的启示的话，那我们第一是我们要对我们的疑惑做一个要正面的去承认他们。
My deep feeling is that if we do not at least admit that we have some doubts, then we will be kept in prison or a limited experience with God because of our doubts.
如果我们不正面的去面对我们这些疑惑的话，可能我们对神的圣经这个这可能的认识会非常的片面化。
Let me just give you a quick illustration of this.
我想很快的做一个给你一个例子。
My cousin Lydia has a sister by the name of Irene.
我的这个cousin Lydia、
yeah.
就有一个
Irene
brother
sister
有一个 sister 叫 Lydia.
And her sister, she said she was a Christian.But she was living with a man she was not married with.
她是一个，她说她是一个基督徒，但是她是跟一个她还没有结婚就跟一个男人住在一起。
And yet she claimed to be a Christian.
但是她说她是一个基督徒。
And my cousin Lydia called her and she said, Irene, how could you continue to live in this relationship and still claim to be a follower of Jesus?
我的这个 cousin 就跟她说。为什么你说你是一个基督徒，但是你的生活还是这样的呢？
And she couldn't give her a good answer.
那但是她就不能给她一个很好的回答。
And then my cousin Lydia read in the scriptures that if there is somebody that will not confess their sin when you point it out to them, eventually you do not have fellowship with them.
那这个 Lydia 就看这个圣经说，如果你去跟一个人去讲他。所现在所犯的罪，如果他不肯承认的话，那他你就不要再跟他有来往。
So when it came around to Thanksgiving,
所以到感恩节的时候
，she couldn't invite her to the Thanksgiving meal.
他就没有邀请他来到这个感恩节的晚聚餐。
The family was upset.
那这个家，他们这家就很不高兴。
How could you treat your sister this way?
你的妹妹，你怎么可以这样对你的妹妹呢？
But she did it out of obedience to this word.
但是她因为她是遵从这个圣经，她才这样来做。
Do you know what happened a year later?
一年之后发生这事情怎么样？
My cousin Irene got married to that man and confessed, and she talked it over with Lydia.And now she walks with the Lord.
这个 Irene 后来就一年之后就跟这个男人结了婚，然后她就跟这个 Lydia 来忏悔，说她所做的是错的。
She obeyed it, even though it was difficult to do.
虽然这个是很难做，但是她还是遵从圣经这样去做了。
Even though it seemed too harsh for the family.
好像做这个事情好像是对这个没有这个恩情，没有这个友情。
But she held on to God's word.
但是她相信而且遵从神的话。
And it proved to be right.
那事实证明他是对的。
One other thing, we only have a little bit of time, so I'm only going to cover one more point.
我只想再跟大家分享这一点。
And I would encourage us, brothers and sisters, not to make fun of God's word.
我希望你们不要讥笑神的话语。
In the other portion of scripture that we read, we saw that there were some young men that made fun of Elisha.
我们读的第二今天所念的第二段圣经，我们看到有一些童子来讥笑这个以利沙。
They mocked him because of his bald head.
因为他的头发都掉了，没有，他是秃头的。
And what they said was, you go up like Elijah. You go up, bald man. You go up like Elijah. We want to see you.
他们说，就是你要上去，你就跟以利亚一样，我们要看你上去。
And when they said that, they were not only mocking Elisha, but they were mocking God Almighty.
因为这样他们就不只是讥笑以利沙，他们也在讥笑神。
And Elisha turned around and he cursed those young men.
以利沙转过头来就咒诅他们。
And God sent two bears and they killed 42 young men.
神就差遣两只母熊就杀了42个童子。
Now, I'm not sure how that reads in the Chinese scriptures.
我不知道中文是怎么样翻译的。
And I must say that young men really refers to men that are somewhere between the age of their adults, 20 to 30 years old.
这些童子事实上就是大概是20到30岁之间。
The Hebrew word reflects that. It's not little boys.
希伯来文的意思就是这样，而不，他们不是小孩子。
Although I'll say it sounds like something little boys might say.
那可能是小孩子可能会这样去做。
And I must admit to you that I have quoted and read that verse, those verses, to children when I'm teaching Sunday school.
我记得我在教小孩子主日学的时候，我也这样提。 这把用这段经文向他们提过，
because they don't always listen to me when I'm speaking.
因为很多时候他们我在讲话的时候，他们没有在听。
And I try to scare them.
我想吓他们一下。
But this is what God's word says to us.
但是神的话语对我们是这样讲。
In the book of Jude in the New Testament,
在这个新约的犹大书，
we're told this, but you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话，他们曾对你们说过，末世 必有好讥笑的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
What we're being told is that people will laugh at the Bible and what it says.
这里是说，有许多人会讥笑圣经跟圣经里面所讲的话。
Because they themselves do not want to change according to the Bible.
因为他们不愿意因为圣经的话语而改变。
And brothers and sisters, I see this sometime coming into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有时候，弟兄姐妹们，我看到这一些事，这些人来到教会之中。
I see this sometimes coming into my own life.
而且有一些时间也在我的生命中也是这样。
Where the way that I want to live becomes more important to me than what the Bible says that I should be.
我自己所想要在我生活中所想要做的事，比神的话语更重要。
The Bible must be our authority, and we cannot scoff or make fun of it.
圣经是神的话语，我们要遵行，我们不可以藐视或者是讥笑圣经的话语。
Because it is written, as I live, it says, as Paul writes in Romans, as I live, he quotes, and he says, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself before God.
所以圣经，保罗也是对我们这样讲， 我们万万西都要跪拜，而且我们的口都要承认主耶稣基督是主。我们每一个人都要向神的话语有一个交代。
Brothers and sisters, Scripture tells us there will come a day where we will have to give an account on how we lived in accordance to this word.
我们有一天都要，会因为我们所我们的生活对神有一个交代。
It is the standard for our lives.
圣经是我们生活的标准。
Now, brothers and sisters, I would just like to encourage you.
弟兄姐妹，我想勉励你们。
If you have any doubts about what the Bible says,
如果你对圣经有疑惑，你要去好好的研究。
Try to understand it.
你要去明白。
Read other Christian authors that may have written on subjects such as homosexuality, or the Sabbath day, or intimate relationships before marriage. Read and see what it says.
你要好好的去研究，或者是在圣经里面，或者是有不同的神学家作者所写的书，你要好好的去看去研究。
Read from people that have submitted to the authority of this word, and do not submit to your own understanding.
你要好好的去研究，不要自己的只靠自己的这个思想或者是心意去行。
This is the proper way of confronting our doubts.
我们对圣经如果有疑惑，我们是要去这样去做。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你们。